At the beginning of a new film, a couple in Paris sends their 11-year-old son to stay with relatives while they travel for work. Normal, except they are members of the elite Human Rights Watch emergency team, setting off to document the beginning of the civil war in Syria. His mother says it's painful to leave the child, but his pride is obvious. He watches an action movie with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, obviously picturing his parents. What Anya Neistat and her husband Ule do is the subject of the documentary E-Team, and it is dangerous work. In this scene, Anya dons a full black veil to interview a woman whose family has been killed.
So first of all, if you can just say that my name is Anna, and I'm from an international organization. We're not journalists. We're trying not just to report things, but to make some change. And we're extremely sorry.
E-Team is from the production team of Ross Kaufman and Katie Chavigny. Katie joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Hi.
Also one of the subjects of the film, Anya Neistat, senior director for research at Amnesty International now, but she was with Human Rights Watch when this film was being made. Anya, welcome to you as well.
Hello.
This was at the beginning of the civil war there. We're viewing it now as people who know what will happen. We know about ISIS now. And it is... You don't want to reach in and pull you back when you climb barbed wire fences to go into Syria. Your thoughts then?
Our initial thoughts were exactly as you said. There was very little information about what was going on. It was very important for us to get in and collect the information and present the evidence. But at the same time, you're absolutely right. When you see it now, it does give it a very different feel. And, you know, there is a question whether we could have done more.
You certainly did, though, put yourselves on the line and take risks. Let's listen to one scene in particular. A town, Azaz, has been bombed and you're nearby. Let's listen.
They bombed Azaz just half an hour ago.
What?
Do we go there?
Azaz.
Is it a really good idea to go there?
Is it really a good idea to go there? So you have caution, but other times it feels as if you and the other researchers throw caution to the wind. What's that fine line like?
Before we actually get into the car, especially before we got to Azaz, we started making calls, seeing what's happening. You know, there is a lot around this, whether it's a good idea, line that you don't see. It took us months to actually decide to go inside Syria, just to give you one example. And many times we were very close to making a decision and had to say no.
Now, Katie Chavigny, again, the director of the film about the E-Team. What made you decide to do this?
We knew a little bit about the work of Human Rights Watch, but not a lot. And it wasn't until we had dinner with the members of the E-Team, Anya and Ula and Fred and Peter, then at the end of the dinner, Ross and I really felt like we had just met four characters from a movie. You know, once we heard the stories of where they went and saw their sense of humor and their energy and their different personalities. And so we were kind of hooked right then about wanting to go with them.
Back to you, Anya. Do you ever worry about exposing what you do?
To be honest, there is nothing secretive about what we do. We're not spies. All of our work is very open. In many cases, both organizations, Human Rights Watch or Amnesty, write to the authorities and try to get official permission to work in the country. We try to establish connections with non-state actors, rebel groups, to make sure that we're able not only to operate in the areas they control, but also to bring our findings back to them. And there are, of course, situations where the government say there is no way. At some point, we just decide that this is not going to stop. We don't take sides. We cannot possibly take sides. That's the foundation of the work that Human Rights Watch does, that Amnesty International does. In every conflict, our concern is not which side is right or wrong, but the situation of civilians who are stuck between those two sides. And to be entirely honest, I feel most comfortable about my work where we get very harshly criticized by both sides, where both sides are saying that we're picking on them, that we're not being fair. And when this criticism comes from both states or, you know, a non-state party, then I feel that we're probably on the right track.
Well, Katie, you mentioned Fred Abrams. He's the founder of the E-Team. And there's a portion of the film in which we're reminded of the success of Human Rights Watch during the Kosovo War when there was a massacre of Albanians. He wrote about it. It landed on the front page of the New York Times, which, as Fred says in the film, landed kerplop in Bill Clinton's Situation Room and led right to U.S. action. Later, Fred Abrams gets to testify against Slobodan Milosevic, who is put on trial at The Hague. We'll hear a little of the prosecutor and then Fred remembering what that was like to testify.
This trial is about
climb of this accused to power, power that was exercised without accountability, responsibility, or morality.
Yes, let the witness take the declaration.
I joined the prosecution. They wanted an expert witness who would lay out the context of the conflict. It was completely horrifying. Deep, deep fear. You're talking to the guy you were tracking for 10 years, who was sitting there smirking with this horrible, slimy arrogance.
Fred Abrams, a member of the Human Rights Watch E-Team, in a new documentary about their work. You're listening to Here and Now. So, Anya, horrifying, stomach-turning for Fred to testify, but he's talking about a success story. And as we see in the film and as we see on the front pages today, Syria just has gotten worse. What's happening to you on the E-Team when you brought the world's attention to this and it so far has not had the outcome you would want?
It is sometimes very frustrating, especially when we believe that the world is not acting because it doesn't know. And then when we bring this information to the world, still nothing happens. But at the same time, especially watching those moments with Fred, which I have to say are probably my favorite scenes in the film, it is a reminder to all of us that sometimes this kind of work takes years. Fred says, you know, he's been chasing this guy for 10 years, if not more. And I can absolutely assure you that when he and other colleagues started doing this work, nobody in their wildest dreams could imagine that Milosevic would stand trial in The Hague.
You say your favorite scene was with Fred. Ours was towards the end of the film. We learn early on that when you're doing all this very dangerous work in Syria, you're pregnant and you give birth. And it feels as if maybe, 30 seconds afterwards, you get a call in your hospital room to go interview someone about some atrocity. Do you go?
I'm not going to tell you.
You do. It's just amazing. It's, again, obviously, as a woman doing this work, you're very comfortable.
Look, I feel I'm just blessed, you know, when you can do both. You know, I have a wonderful husband with whom I share not only the family, but our passion for what needs to be done in this world. And it's sometimes a nightmare. It's a logistical nightmare. It's stressful. And, you know, you feel guilty either toward work or toward family, and it's all normal. But, you know, I wouldn't wish for anything else.
That's Anya Neistat. She's now the senior director for research at Amnesty International, but she was also one of the subjects of Katie Chevigny's new documentary, which followed a group of human rights workers, the Emergencies Team, the E-Team for Human Rights Watch. A terrific film. Katie and Anya, thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And by the way, James Foley, the cameraman who was murdered by ISIS, contributed to the E-Team, which opens in select theaters and can be streamed on Netflix starting tomorrow.